Find other great podcasts like this one at podmoth.network.
Welcome to Freaky Fridays, part of the Podmoth Network, the podcast where we talk about all kinds of scary, spooky, freaky shit while drinking and laughing through our fears. We are your hosts. I'm Melissa.
And I'm Michelle. And tonight, we are going to talk about all the creepy shit that's happened in the last 4 months. Plus, I'm going to tell y'all about the Hollinwell incident in England.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah.
There's been a lot of weird, creepy shit going on in the world lately.
Yeah. And we're just talking headlines here, but there is even more creepy shit, like the number of accidents you've gotten in your Black Dahlia car. Your Black Dahlia possessed car.
I swear it is cursed. Mm-hmm. Three times now. The first time, luckily nobody was in the car when it was hit. But then the last two times, I have been in the car. All of which, none of them were our fault. Mm-hmm. And I'm just pretty sure, because I've had that car about a year and a half-ish now, that it's just fucking cursed.
Yep. I believe it. So you got the personalized license plate that says, yes, Black Dahlia.
Yes.
And unfortunately, she is coming to chop up your car.
She sure the fuck is. I don't know, like, what she's pissed about, or I don't know, but I just
trade
feel
that
like
puppy in.
I want to trade it in, and I love my car. I absolutely love it, and I love driving it, but yeah, it's just, I just, right now, I don't want to drive. I don't even
Everybody
want to
loves
car.
Driving into it.
They sure as shit do, Michelle. They sure do.
God damn it.
They sure do. Yeah, so, yeah, the world's been creepy. Weird stuff going on. Weird vibe in the air lately.
Very. We keep thinking that years are going to get better, and they just don't. And I was trying to look up when our last episode was.
Probably when Abraham Lincoln was in office.
We recorded The Blood House of Atlanta on June 16th. So, okay. So we're not that late.
No.
We're a month and a half out. But back in April, mm-hmm, and I remember this, and I was trying to figure out how we were going to chat about all this stuff. So I guess we're doing like rapid fire news headlines from the past 4 months. But in April 2023, in Las Vegas, Northwest Las Vegas, mind you, it's not that bad there. Like, we were looking at homes there. It's a decent area, depending on the street you're on. But it is near Nellis Air Force Base, so I wonder if that has anything to do with it. But police body cam caught something falling from the sky, and then about 40 minutes later, people were calling 911 reporting non-humans in their backyards. So there is video of the body cam, but there's no video, as usual. Mm-hmm. Everybody on their fucking phones, but no video of these quote-unquote aliens in the backyard of these people's homes.
Yeah.
So that happened in April. And then in March, did you hear about Cat's Creepy Creations in Peabody?
First of all, it's Peabody.
Yes.
And I'm so excited for that. Because it's Peabody.
Well, you won't be excited when you hear what they were doing.
I read a little bit about it, but why don't you tell everyone else that doesn't know what's happening? Peabody.
Cat's Creepy Creations, which was located fairly close to our drive from Peabody to Salem. Mm-hmm. So we could have, and it sounds so familiar, like I feel like I saw it on the map and I was like, oh, we should go there, but we didn't. And this person had a kind of craft store in one of these mini mall type things that Salem and Peabody have. And apparently she had a agreement with a Harvard morgue employee that would provide her body parts, and she would make spooky, creepy creations from those body parts. So if you bought a skull with a little crown on it, that's a real skull.
I think it's absolutely horrifying what she's doing.
Yeah.
Because those people donated their body for research and science.
Yeah, so they thought that that's what was going to happen, but nope. A DIYer had other plans.
It's just like, what would possess you to want to do something like that?
I don't know. Like, it's fine if somebody was like, sure, use my body for whatever.
Right.
But you can't just sell body parts in the craft fair.
I mean, I told Brian that when I died, I wanted him to have me, now I can't think of the word.
Cremated?
Oh, taxidermied.
Oh, yeah.
So that I would always be there and no one else would want to come into the home. And he was like, I'm pretty sure that's illegal. But she can go buy body parts or trade body parts with the Harvard people and make shit out of it for sale.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Well, apparently you can't, because the FBI was there raiding her. And
Yes. I take back what I said. It's not that she
Brian
was
could do
to.
That to you until he is caught.
I don't know. I just find it really odd that she would want to do that to somebody's remains.
Yeah, I just can't imagine holding somebody's skull in my head and being like, I'm going to hot glue some jewels on here and sell it at the craft fair.
Shit out of this.
Hilton. Yeah, come on, lady.
Yeah.
So, guy that is doing it with her, how do these people find each other? How do you approach somebody and be like, oh, you're at the morgue? You have any spare skulls laying around? You want to kick down some? Because I really need...
Do you got really fives on it? I mean, I always think that I have weird obsessions and morbid thoughts and just, I like creepy things. But then when I was reading about that, I was like, that takes the cake. That's dark, even for my soul. That is dark.
Right. Yeah, I like a fake skeleton anytime. I like a fake skull over here anytime.
Absolutely. Give me all the fake bones.
But I don't really want a real one.
No. And I just feel like that's bad mojo. And
right. Again, poltergeist.
Start happening.
Poltergeist was the textbook of everything that we need to know and learn and live by. And nobody's doing it.
Yeah. You can't just move the headstones. You got to move the bodies too.
You didn't move the bodies.
Yeah. Can I talk quickly about the woman in Ecuador?
Oh, absolutely. Please. Because you shared this with me and I was like, Freaky Friday's episode. But, well go ahead. Yeah.
No,
so
no,
tell
you
us.
You
well, I was just going to say there. I was going to say we wanted to do an episode, but I haven't seen any updates.
Me either. Well, I'll tell you why there's no updates, but and the reason this story fascinates me so much is because it is one of my biggest fears.
Mm-hmm.
It is absolutely one of my biggest fears.
Another good reason for us wanting to get cremated.
Yes. So in June in Ecuador, a woman who had previously been declared dead, they said that she suffered cardiac arrest and a stroke, began to wake up and was banging on her coffin. At her wake.
Did it say wake? Oh, at the wake. Okay.
Yeah. And this took place in Ecuador. Here's the thing. Obviously their culture and traditions and all that kind of stuff are different. So, you know, here.
checking for a pulse.
That's the biggest difference. They have not welcomed that into their culture yet.
They will now.
You know, here in at least... in America, the majority of wakes and funerals and rosaries and blah, 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 it all happens over several days after someone has died. And there's usually, you know, if there's autopsies or whatever the case may be, right? So here
in Ecuador,
in Ecuador, as soon as she's pronounced dead, she was literally pronounced dead.
They were onto the wake.
Yeah. Her family takes her to the funeral home. And they all gathered there, and they said that during her wake, which again was literally falling right after she was pronounced dead, they started hearing strange noises from the inside of the coffin.
Fuck.
Now, I don't know about you, but I would have shit my pants.
Oh, totally shit my pants. Did this lady have money or something? Like, why did they rush her over to the wake? And
they don't say, but again, I think that where they're from in Ecuador, it's just, they don't like, I think it's
let
just
them
what they
rot.
Do. They just like move on to the next stage. So,
get him out.
So, like I said, she had been declared dead after she was believed to have suffered a stroke and cardiac arrest. But when they opened it, she was still alive and breathing.
Oh,
she was like heavily breathing.
That poor lady, traumatized.
Her son said it gave us all a fright. No shit! It gave you a fucking fright. If one person in that place did not shit their pants, I would be surprised.
I'd have ran out of there so fast.
She was 76 years old. She was unconscious when her family took her to the hospital in the central city of, it's Babahoyo. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it right.
Babadook.
She did not respond to resuscitation, and the doctor on duty at the hospital declared that she had died with the Ecuadorian health ministry. So her family took her to the funeral home the same day, only to hear sounds coming out of her coffin.
That's a clue right there.
Right?
You said he was dead. I thought he was dead.
There was about 20 people there at her wake. And after 5 hours, 5 hours at this wake, that's a long time for a wake, first of all. The coffin started to make sounds.
Well, thank God they had a 5 hour wake. Otherwise, she probably would have been buried.
Right? He says his mom was wrapped in sheets and she was hitting the coffin. And when they approached, they could see that she was breathing really heavily. And there's pictures of this too, of her laying in this coffin.
Right.
They started recording immediately afterward, showed the coffin resting on the floor. She was very gaunt, obviously. She was like gray and, you know, blah, blah, blah. And was moving her mouth up and down. So two men sort of supported her head. They rushed her back to the hospital where she remained intubated in intensive care. They said that her condition was unstable. The doctors didn't give them much hope. And the health ministry said it has formed a committee with other government agencies to audit how the premature declaration of her death came about. Even though Ecuador is a middle income nation, its healthcare system is ranked in the global top 50 for efficiency based on the government spending and the life expectancy.
That's what I thought. A lot of it's South America, right? A lot of South America healthcare and hospitals are very like acclaimed, or they don't have as many restrictions, or you would think you would know if a body was dead or not.
Right.
And that's pretty 101.
So several hours later, after they had rushed her back, she had succumbed to her.
Oh, no. So she did end up dying.
But here's my thing. Like, as the family, do you have this investigated of, was it the stroke and cardiac arrest that killed her? Or was it being buried without that oxygen for all those hours?
Right.
Like, do
trauma
they even
of that.
Have the wherewithal to, like, I don't know. Like, it's
I would be out of my mind. I'm like, I don't know what to do at this point. Give me a year.
Yeah. Like, I just.
And a lot of therapy.
But that's one of my biggest fears. And that is one reason why I always tell Brian, I want to be cremated, because I have a fear of being buried alive. Whether it's in a coffin or someone kidnapping me and burying me alive, or I don't know, if I'm digging holes somewhere and the dirt starts, I don't know what's going to happen, but I have a fear of being buried alive somewhere.
We'll make sure that does not happen. And I will personally check your pulse.
Thank you, Dr. Terry.
So, that poor thing. Yeah, I was going to say the lack of oxygen, but also like the trauma of waking up and being like that.
Well, and I don't even know how.
Throw you into another cardiac arrest.
In the picture, she doesn't look, I didn't mean to laugh, but she doesn't look super alert. It's not like she popped up like a jack-in-the-box, like, hey, everybody! She was, like, I think barely talking with every breath she had left. And so, I mean, if that was my mom, I would want a freaking investigation started. I'd be suing somebody, because that's ultimately what had to have killed her.
Right.
She had a stroke and cardiac arrest, but then you buried her and she had no oxygen for however many hours that took, because the wake was 5 hours. So by the time she's declared dead,
right,
and they move her, you know what I mean? Like,
could have been 10 hours. Yeah.
Oh shit. Yeah.
Good Lord. Oh, that's so, ugh. Poor lady.
Could you imagine if like, there was nobody, if you were like responsible for cleaning or something and like,
the body was left.
And there's no family there to like, want to open it and check it. Like, I would fucking shit my pants and then
I wouldn't fucking be cleaning anymore. That's for sure.
I have be cleaning my own self up and I'd be running for the hills. Hell no. Mm-mm. No, thank you.
All right. Well, rest in peace again.
Yeah. And she was only 76. That's young.
Yeah, that is young. And which makes me think, like you were saying, stroke and cardiac arrest. But then, yeah, did her body just like kickstart itself again and she just came back? Or
I don't know. I mean,
how come journalists don't ask these questions? Why is NBC, you didn't do good enough journalism there.
Yeah. I don't know. Scary.
I need more.
Yeah.
Well, and after that, very soon after that poor lady was buried alive, the Titan submarine went down to visit the Titanic for its final journey. It's very sad mainly because of that one kid that you said, the kid that went with his father, didn't really want to go, but just went with his dad as the Father's Day present, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, he like talked him into
sad.
It.
But there's also parts of me that were like, you took a little tin can down to view the Titanic and you were okay with that? Same reason I wouldn't jump out of a plane. Like, I'm just not that kind of daredevil person. So to me, this was like, duh. But
to me, it was stupid people with too much money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's, and I don't mean, I'm sorry, but I don't mean any disrespect to them. I know they lost their lives and I feel for their families, but you were the idiot who went down. You subjected yourself to that.
Right.
Why? Why?
What did you see down there that was so amazing?
Was seeing the Titanic, like, was that really gonna like change your life forever to see any of that?
Are there so many videos on YouTube and documentaries? You can watch all kinds of things on the Titanic.
From the safety of your own home.
With a blankie.
I wouldn't even go on the submarine ride in Disneyland. And I wouldn't go on the Nemo either because I don't want to be trapped underwater.
Yeah. I also can't get over that one kid whose dad was the billionaire or whatever on there who went to the Blink 182 concert and said that is what his dad would have wanted.
Yeah.
While they were searching for knocking down there. So then we come to July, and I think this was like just last week. The Senate held a hearing on UFOs with former military officials, basically admitting that UFOs are real, they don't call them non-human, or they don't call them aliens, they call them non-humans.
Right, right.
I mean, at this point, there's like nothing that can sway us. There's nothing that anybody is shocked by.
What more do you need to hear? If you don't believe, something is wrong with you.
We've been saying it for episodes now. It's always aliens.
Better make yourself a tinfoil hat, people.
I bet those people in Vegas were like, yes, finally.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we find out more about that, because I do want to find, from the safety of my couch, I do want to find out more about all this information. The one thing that I thought was interesting, though, is that they said that the UFOs were these like box, like a clear box shape with something inside of it. And they said that it's roughly the size of a football field. And I'm wondering why there isn't more fucking video of this. Like, a flying football field seems pretty obvious in the air.
I think you'd see it. I think you'd see it.
I think so.
Yeah.
So then, as if that wasn't enough, there's another story, another death in Lake Lanier.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I read this story thanks to TMZ. I clicked on this. This was on the 30th of July. A man jumps into Lake Lanier and he gets electrocuted and he ends up dying. Mm-hmm. We talked about Lake Lanier. Obviously, this guy's not listening to our podcast because on season 2, episode 2, we talked about Lake Lanier in Georgia and how treacherous it is, how many deaths have happened. I guess there's been about 700 deaths since the 1950s. This guy jumps in. He's being electrocuted. However, people jump in to save him, but they're not electrocuted.
Yeah.
And somebody turned off like an outlet that was near the dock or the water or something. There's also like a water plant or something down the way that could have electricity. But if he was the only one in the water, I understand that. But it sounds like other people jumped in to help him. So why didn't they get?
Maybe they had rubber shoes on. Maybe they quickly threw on a rubber bodysuit.
They're rubbers.
Mm-hmm. I just want to know, why are people still going in that water?
Right.
Why do you want to go in that water? I don't do they need to see these things for themselves?
Apparently.
No.
And the sad thing is he was only 24 years old.
24. So he wasn't smart enough yet.
His frontal lobe was not fully formed.
Frontal lobe was not fully developed yet.
Right.
Another one bites the dust on that whole frontal lobe shit.
Thanks, frontal lobe. Oh, he jumped into the water near his family dock. Someone in a boat to finally jump in and attempt to bring him ashore. How did that person not get electrocuted?
Well, you said they turned off the whatever shock, whatever electrocute. What do you know that's electrocuting him anyways?
And if it's an electric current from like something on the dock, then doesn't the lake I don't know the science.
It's making me think of that episode of Ozark when they...
Oh, like it was just the water in the boat and they grabbed onto the electrical. Yeah.
It was, but I...
Somebody wanted to get rid of that kid.
Because I can't think of what else would be in the water now that you're saying it was near the dock.
Yeah, near his family.
I don't know. I'm not a boat person. I don't go to lakes. Like, that's just not...
This is why we don't go to lakes.
I just don't.
And then it says, family friends tried to pull Milner out, but were unsuccessful.
Why?
It seems a neighbor had to actually drive over to his location with their own boat, only for someone in the boat to finally jump in and attempt to bring him to shore.
So was he caught on something?
How is that unsuccessful, trying to pull him out? And then they ended up jumping in, but they didn't get electrocuted.
I don't know.
This is why people can't trust the news.
This is why we can't have nice things, people.
Yeah, like water. But nobody should be in that fucking lake anyway.
No,
so stay
disgusting.
Out of Lake Lanier. I don't know why people are not listening.
I feel like they're hoping they're going to find something. Like they're going to find the next dead body or, I don't know, something's going to pop out and scare them. Well, you fucking got bit in the ass, dude, and died. Like
it's ironic you say that because just earlier this week, on Monday, a dead body was found in Malibu, California.
Yeah, this one's really like got a grip on me because I want to know who and where and why. There was a naked man in the barrel that they found.
Right. And I thought it was funny that they said the Malibu Lagoon. What's the where's there a lagoon in Malibu?
I think I've been to Malibu Beach once, and I seem to remember there being like sort of like these little pocket coves of water that were like not super big, very shallow. Like,
and then does it connect into like the more major Pacific Ocean?
Yeah. Okay. Now this was a long time ago, so it may have changed, but I feel like that might be what they're talking about.
Right. Okay. That makes more sense then it sounds like a maintenance worker saw the black plastic 55-gallon drum floating in the Malibu Lagoon Sunday afternoon and brought it in with a kayak. They didn't want to open it, so they left it on shore.
Mark.
They opened it, found that, yes, I wouldn't even have gone out there and gotten it. I would have called somebody and been like, there's something out there. I'm going to go home.
Yeah.
I don't get paid enough for that, above my pay grade.
But there's so many questions. Like, did it float in from
Right.
The bigger body of water and then end up there? Or did someone just like, I mean, I guess we'll know once they determine how long that body's been in there.
Yeah, because it, from what I read, it sounds like it was not very decomposed.
Oh.
From what I did see, it didn't look to me like it was decomposed or had been there a long time, said the maintenance worker. So hopefully they can identify, find out. That, I mean, that's just wild.
Yeah.
It's very odd for that to happen in Malibu. Las Vegas, Lake Las Vegas, the Lake Mead.
Mm-hmm.
Totally understandable.
Yeah.
A lot of mobsters dropping off their shit
in
the middle of the lake there. But
and if it wasn't that decomposed, then obviously it hasn't been floating from somewhere else.
Or it happened recently.
Or the body had been kept frozen.
This
is turning into a Dexter episode.
Yes.
Like old school Dexter.
I like where your head's at, yeah.
I mean, they could have kept it on ice and then decided they couldn't store it anymore. And
right. What if this guy's like from the 1960s? And he has no clothes, so we don't know if he's wearing like bell bottoms or whatever. Like, we can't.
You know what's strange though is usually when bodies are put into barrels like that, they usually put lye in there to decompose them or whatever.
Smart, yeah.
You know what I mean? So like, I wonder.
Oh, was he just some naked daredevil, and he was like, "I'm gonna get in a barrel and go into the Pacific Ocean," and he died, and then he ended up in Malibu.
Possible. I mean,
so many questions.
Possibilities are endless.
They really are, especially with our brains.
Yeah.
So that's one more thing that we have to keep up on. I mean, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't handle all of this stimulation.
I know. And, you know, to kind of like go along with our theme of just shitty things happening in the world lately, I feel like we've lost a lot of celebrities in the last month or so, like one right after another.
I was just thinking that too, yeah. And ones that I like, why don't the assholes dying? What's wrong with this picture?
Granted, some of them had, you know, cancer and things like that that are just inevitable. But
inevitable, yeah.
There has been a couple of mental health issues with some of these people who have passed, and I'm only speculating sad. Because of how their lives have been and things that I've read about them, but it's terrible. And our life, our world, the last couple of years, well, you know, we were just talking about this with Nick and Nikki and everyone. Our life, the last 3 years, has really been turned upside down. And for me personally, it's been really hard. And I'm not talking about just the pandemic. I mean, yeah, that was a huge thing.
Yeah, I don't think you can attribute a lot of this stuff to the pandemic. Like that was a huge event that happened, but then these last 3 years has been
shit
and shit on top
of
shit.
The world has just become a shitty place. People are shitty.
Yeah.
People are shitty to each other.
Yes.
People have no patience anymore. It's like, here's an example, and this isn't even that big of a deal, but on my recent accident, as you know, it was involved with an elderly lady who shouldn't have even been driving, but where it happened,
she was probably just scratching her way out of a box right before
and we were stuck in the middle of an intersection, and we were told to get ourselves safely to the medium. And you know, I help her get out, and she's with a cane and she can barely walk, and she had just had her eyes dilated and all this stuff
because she went to the eye doctor.
And cars are literally just zooming around us in each direction. Not a single person stopped. They saw, here I am with this woman, this elderly woman, I'm trying to help her get across. Our cars are literally stuck together at this point. We're, you know, it's like rush hour where we're at, and nobody stopped, but at least 5 to 6 people, all men, who drove by in both directions, screamed at us multiple times to get our fucking cars out of the middle of the road.
I just do not. That just puts me in awe.
One man stopped. He was an off-duty cop from another city and town.
Probably the only reason he stopped.
And he stopped, and he had to at one point take his badge because he was in street clothes and put it around his neck for people to listen to him when he was trying to help direct traffic.
Insane.
But not a single person stopped. Are you guys okay?
Yeah, can I help
just
you?
Cussing and
what
yelling
happened?
At us. Yeah, like the world has just become this shitty place that I don't like being in anymore. And I have my own mental health issues, as you know, and for different reasons, but lately the world we live in, especially California, has attributed to it.
Right. Yeah.
It's just shitty. And that's just You know, so I just feel like the last, all these stories, it's like, it's been one thing after another. There's just been no sort of peace and like common or calmness or.
No, I need like good news. And
yeah,
it is lacking. It, when you were telling me that story, it really made me want to move to one of those like Midwest or mm-hmm. East Coast small towns where
yeah.
people know each other and just are nice to each other and you just do your thing and live your life. And it's not yeah. like, I just can't believe that people were acting like that when you were mm-hmm. obviously helping somebody mm-hmm. and your cars were crashed together. Like,
yeah,
duh, it's an accident.
Yeah.
I just, that blows my mind.
Yeah.
And because it was in Pleasanton, which I always thought of Pleasanton in the East Bay Area, like, I don't want to say upper scale, but it was just like a nice place. Like,
yeah.
it's more expensive. You have a lot of things there that people go there for. It's the houses are very expensive. I just
yeah.
feel like that's where people should be. Fucking nice and helping you guys. And nope.
Well, on top of that, when I called, as soon as it happened, I called 911. Mm-hmm. I was on hold for 4 minutes before right. they even picked up the phone to see what I needed. And I was thinking
good
to myself,
thing you weren't bleeding out.
Someone could have been bleeding out, having a heart mm-hmm. attack, ODing, I don't fucking know, shooting up the place. Like,
yeah.
how do you, like, on literally on hold, it kept saying, please do not hang up. Blah, 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 blah.
That's insane.
You're 911. You're my last resort of that's right. who I call in an emergency.
Hire more operators. You should never have
this
anybody
was
on hold.
An emergency. Our cars were stuck. I couldn't, I mean, my daughter and her boyfriend got there faster. It took the police 30, 35 minutes to show up. And I get nobody was majorly hurt.
No.
But that should matter.
Right.
I told you we are literally stuck in the middle of the intersection.
Yeah, and they told you not to move. They said,
they told
leave
us
it there.
Not to move. Leave it there. Get out and get where it's safe.
Right.
Until we can help move the whatever. Yeah. Yeah. It was terrible. It was, but
I tell you.
I didn't mean to go off on a tangent, but it just added to the story. Has just made me think of, like, I don't know, just how shitty life has been lately. It's been
yeah.
really hard. And
yeah, we kept talking about this getting back to normal because COVID was such a big thorn in our side. But
yeah,
I don't think we've gotten back to normal. This is the new normal. Like, there is no normal anymore. Everybody's just fucking wacko.
Right. Yeah. Like I said, people are impatient. People are unkind. They're mean. Mm-hmm. They're angry. I mean, oh, you know what we didn't talk about, and I don't even know if you heard about this one, but this just recently happened. A naked woman on the Bay Bridge was firing rounds on the Bay Bridge.
I saw some naked chick in Sacramento.
Oh, maybe was it Sacramento? Why was I thinking? No, I
was she shooting?
Yeah, she had a gun. She was firing, and she finally ran out of bullets.
Oh my God.
I thought it was the Bay Bridge. I could be wrong, but I thought it was the Bay Bridge. But
I just saw something real quick and I thought it said Sacramento, but
she was naked and she had a gun and she was firing off rounds. I don't feel safe anywhere anymore either.
No. Yeah. I think we need to find our little cabins in the,
yeah.
I don't want to say the woods, cause you know how we feel about the woods, but somewhere right. less populated.
Yeah.
We have our guns. We're yeah. ready to go. Mm-hmm. And we just want to encounter nice people. Is that so much to ask? Appalachia is looking real good right now. Whatever's happening now, you sage the whole planet.
I'm going to take a bath in sage.
Yeah, and let's move.
Can I just move in with the Gilmore Girls, like, and live in Stars Hollow?
Yes.
You know?
Do you have a hunger for cinematic horror? Do you enjoy the thrill from seeing boogeymen, beasts, and butchers go about their dark work? Then all you need to do is speak of the devil, and the devil will come to you. Speak of the Devil is a podcast for all movies that have anything from demons and poltergeists to serial killers and the supernatural.
I'm Kayla.
And I'm Taylor.
Join us as we embark on a journey through the dark recesses of horror films, from the classics to blockbusters and everything in between.
New episodes come out every Wednesday wherever you listen to podcasts.
We're not scared of anything.
Are you?
Well, let's move on to your big story.
This will be a little lighter than what the real world news we just talked about. It's a true story, but It happened in England, and it does not result in any death.
Well, that is some good news.
Let's start off with that. So okay. It was a bright, sunny day on Sunday, July 13th, 1980. So, you know, the hairstyles were off the hizzy.
Ooh. 80s was a good time.
The 80s were wild, man. This was at the Hollinwell Show at the Hollinwell Showgrounds in Nottinghamshire, England. So the Hollinwell Show is about to begin. As part of this event, the Forest League of Juvenile Jazz Bands decides to hold a charity show, creating a junior brass and marching band competition with entrants coming from all over the East Midlands. So this was bigger than their normal Hollinwell Show there. Around 500 children from 11 marching bands were bused in, some from over 40 miles or 65 kilometers away. The show was scheduled to begin at 9 a.m. At around 10:30, band members begin to collapse without any apparent explanation, and the fainting seemed to be contagious. Kids were laying all around the showground with symptoms of vomiting, sore eyes and throats, and dizziness. One girl described her symptoms as, "My legs and arms felt as if they had no bones in them, and I had a bad headache." Some of these kids were like 10 and under, you know, so...
No, I've described symptoms of my own like that.
Okay, good.
I don't think it's because our kids.
One witness reported sensations of pins and needles in her tongue and lips, and the inability to use one arm, while another recalled chest pains that felt like nerve gas poisoning. How they would know that, I have no idea. It's England, I guess. Other complaints include watery eyes, sore throats, foaming mouths, numbness, vomiting, and a metallic taste in their mouth.
It almost sounds like poisoning.
Mm-hmm. Most of the affected people collapsed due to extreme dizziness, but many truly fainted and lost consciousness. Mm-hmm. Of more than 500 attendees, over 300 adults, children, and babies fell ill during the incident.
Aww.
The kids were ushered back onto the buses, and they ended up taking them to 4 nearby hospitals. One child that was at the showgrounds was whisked away from the event when the children started fainting. 2 hours later, while at home, she started feeling sick and was foaming at the mouth. Her mom took her to a nearby hospital, but it was full of kids and adults from the showground. Just so you know, I don't leave you hanging. They ended up finding another hospital, and she stayed overnight. Of all the sick kids, the doctors had no idea what was causing this illness in so many kids that day, around the same 3-hour span.
Wow.
The exact cause of the widespread illness is still disputed to this day. Initial investigations looked into a variety of possible causes, including contaminated water, because everybody was drinking water. It was a nice day. Food poisoning, namely the ice cream that all the kids were eating before they performed their marching band duties, radio waves, radiation, underground gas, and spraying of crops in a nearby field. The use of pesticides became the favored explanation, with a 2003 episode of the BBC News revealing that locals used the pesticide Tritomorph. This was banned by the British government in 2000. Tritomorph was discovered to be a harmful substance described by the World Health Organization as moderately hazardous, which is funny because they have stricter rules than we do, right? So if it's moderately hazardous, it's probably very minimally hazardous in our minds. So this sounds to me like it might not be the exact reason for this.
Yeah.
A forensic scientist that looked over the report 42 years later, I think it was around 2003, said that the pesticides were apparently sprayed 3 days earlier, so they shouldn't have caused any issues. Additionally, the scientists blamed the cleaning chemicals in the portable toilets. So the he said that the toilets were overcleaned, quote unquote. The report said the toilet block, comprised of a portable structure, so I'm thinking like a festival, contained some...
You can overclean a porta potty.
You would think,
sorry.
Right? But they contained over-liberal use of bleaching powder, it said.
Mm.
There was a very strong aroma of chlorine and ammonia present in the toilet block, which was some 20 yards away from where the children had been standing.
Mm.
Joan or Joanne Morley, one of the kids' mother who was at Hollinwell in 1980, said, "I can remember the grass having an odd blue tint to it, and it smelled like bleach. Three of my children were all in the same marching band and fell ill that day. They all ended up being admitted into hospital for the night." It was more or less all children who were affected, but I do remember seeing one adult being taken away, said Joanne Morley. It makes you wonder what really happened that day.
Well, why were just the kids affected?
Right. That was part of the reasons that they were thinking about. The children were so affected. So maybe they were playing in the grass, or
maybe someone was trying to take the marching band out.
It was the competing, even though it was for charity, it was the competing marching band. But as you could probably imagine, there was one more theory.
What's that?
Fucking aliens. A few overseas Associated Press reports mentioned an invasion from outer space, quote unquote. Just over a week later, it was revealed that the police had indeed investigated reports of a UFO landing in a field adjacent to the show. No evidence was found for any landing, but the police response demonstrated the desperation of authorities feeling trying to seek a cause for this weird phenomenon.
That only affected kids.
Mainly affected kids, yeah.
Because there was adults around.
There was adults. So there was that lady that said she saw one adult, and then there was the kid who was foaming at the mouth that saw adults in the hospital. Yeah.
Yeah.
Since no proof could be made of any of these theories on why 300 people became ill, the official ruling is that mass hysteria, a phenomenon where episodes such as illness or fainting seem to pass between large groups, was likely the cause. The theory was backed up, quote unquote, by saying the kids were nervous and had anxiety from being bussed in, some from so far away, and having tight band costumes. Adults present at the event were offended and adamant that their symptoms were real and not the result of imagination or hysteria.
Yeah, why would it affect their eyes if they were having...
Right.
If their outfit was too tight.
How tight was it? They also expressed their frustration at never having received a satisfactory explanation. In 2003, the council, which... I think is a British thing, had no plans to revisit the incident or reopen the inquiry. So they said, mass hysteria, that's it. We're calling it that.
Sounds like a cover-up.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of people thought, like, hey, I don't think that this was investigated very deeply.
Mm-hmm.
But because they talked about this mass hysteria, I had to look up mass hysteria. Because I was like, who claims so this? And one thing I read was, like, the Beatles caused mass hysteria. Like, people got so excited to see them, they would pass out, faint. I never understood that, but apparently it happens. Another thing I found was the Dancing Plague of 1518.
The Dancing Plague?
Yes. About 400 people, quote unquote, danced until they were sick or dead over several days in Germany in 1518. Historical documents indicate that the victims were indeed dancing against their will and not just gesticulating wildly.
Like something just came over their body and they couldn't stop dancing.
Right.
Oh my God.
In addition to mass hysteria, a psychoactive mushrooms grown on grain or perhaps a combination of both of those was the excuse for the Dancing Plague of 1518.
At this point, I'm going to go with the fucking aliens. It makes the most sense.
Honestly, it really does.
It makes the most sense.
But it is very strange. There's like a fucking shit ton of these mass hysteria epidemics, or I don't know what you call them, but they're just so wild to read about.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of makes me think about, like, you know, how people are sheep. Mm-hmm. And they'll just follow, you know, like when we talk about cults.
Yeah.
And it's so odd to us, but it's normal for people to feel like insecure and look for that support.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just can't get behind the thought that this was a mass hysteria type thing.
No, I think it's the
aliens. I really think aliens or
poisoning.
I think it was some sort of chemical.
Yeah.
Poisoning, whether it be the toilets or the pesticides. But something, maybe they were playing in the grass. But it's so weird that they just were like, mass hysteria, case closed, never going to talk about it again.
They're covering it up. That's why it's got to be like the cleaning, the pesticides, and the grass. Because look at things like autoimmune diseases, right? We've been talking a lot about autoimmune diseases and how it's not actually genetic, but it's the way that our food
is processed.
For people like myself who have celiac disease, it's how there was a period of time where our wheat was processed with Roundup and other chemicals, and then all of a sudden, look what happened.
Yeah.
All the people before that had cleanly raised farms and wheat and all this, they didn't have any of the shit we had, and they ate way worse than we did. They ate fried foods and potatoes all the time. Like, honestly, I think the logical reason on that is the cleaning products or the pesticides. But mass hysteria, it kind of pisses me off that they even use that term and that they would just stamp off on it. Again, it's right. Because they're hiding something, you know?
Right.
Have you seen that? There's a new show on Netflix called How to Become a Cult Leader.
No.
I just had come across it and I thought, well, maybe this is something Michelle and I can sort of both watch at the same time. And let's kind of talk about it, maybe.
This sounds perfect. It talks about the Buddha Field, Heaven's Gate.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the Unification Church with Sun Myung Moon. We need to talk about this. Manson Family, People's Temple. Oh, this is going to be good.
Yeah.
Future episode for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that was the story of the Hollinwell incident in Nottinghamshire, England.
Thank you for sharing. It's intriguing.
As I bow.
You know what it makes me think of really quickly is that movie, which I never saw, but it reminds me of the premise of it, of where The Happening, the M. Night Shyamalan with Mark Wahlberg.
I was just thinking that when you said it reminds me of the movie. Yes.
Yeah.
Where they're like
just dropping dead.
Going up or floating up to the sky. Now I want to watch that movie again.
I never saw it because I remember my sister saw it and she said, because of how bad my anxiety is, she's all, don't watch this movie because it's going to freak you out because of your anxiety. So I never, to this day, have not seen it. I'll have to see if it's out there somewhere now.
Did you watch Bird Box?
Yes.
I don't think that this is any worse than Bird Box.
Okay. Then I can watch it. All right. Well, sleep tight.
Make sure you leave the lights on.
Go to FreakyFridaysPodcast.com and subscribe, rate, and review us on your favorite podcast listening platform.
Join us next week for a new freaky tale.